This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the acupuncture and general health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Ann Jeffries, the founder and director of the Jeffries Acupuncture Center, based in New York City, and believes that acupuncture and Chinese medicine should be accessible by all people. She is nationally board certified in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine and has been a practitioner of acupuncture and Chinese medicine since 1994. Her focus is integrating healing and wellness of both physical and emotional conditions and practices a range of styles. Dr. Jeffries, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Yes, good to have you back. So first of all, focusing on Chinese herbs, how are Chinese herbs used in traditional Chinese medicine?
Well, Chinese herbs are used in a lot of ways in traditional Chinese medicine. A lot of people know about acupuncture, but don't know some of the other techniques that we use in TCM or traditional Chinese medicine. Chinese herbs are used alone or in conjunction with acupuncture or other modalities to treat a variety of conditions. They really treat a wide range of conditions, anything from body pain, arthritis, to gynecological conditions, to asthma, to a wide range. In TCM, we use over 300 different herbs and over 150 different commonly used formulas, some of which go back historically. We've been using them for 1,800 years, so we have a lot of evidence over the years of how they work and how they work together.
And how effective are Chinese herbs, and can you cite relevant research?
So I feel, and I've seen in my practice over the last 20 years, that Chinese herbs are very effective. Chinese herbal medicine, though, is very individual, as is acupuncture as a whole. There's no one formula that can treat all conditions and all people, but working with a practitioner, people can really access individualized prescriptions that can treat their condition. A lot of times when I'm working with Chinese herbs with a patient, I ask them, if you had kind of a magic potion that could do anything, what would you want it to do? Anything from helping with sleep to helping with depression. So we take a number of herbs and really understand how they work together. Chinese herbs are effective in a lot of conditions. There are a number of research studies, everything from looking at individual herbs and specifically how they work with the immune system, with inflammatory conditions in the body, et cetera, like really the molecular function of each herb, to clinical trials that really look at how Chinese herbal formulas can treat conditions. A Chinese herbal formula, which can contain 5 to 15 different herbs, has different formulas have been studied for a number of conditions. Some of the research that really pops to mind, there was a study in 1998 on using Chinese herbs for irritable bowel syndrome. It was reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, that really showed that individualized Chinese herbal formulas were superior to placebo in treating irritable bowel syndrome. There have also been studies showing that Chinese herbs are effective in menopausal hot flashes. And even I have a specialty in working with cancer patients. There are a number of studies coming out right now that show that Chinese herbal medicine, even in conjunction with chemotherapy, can reduce the side effects of chemotherapy and actually protect the body against some of the toxicity of chemotherapy. Right now, Yale is studying a Chinese herbal formula. We call it Scutellaria decoction that we've been using for 1,800 years. It's very helpful when people are undergoing chemotherapy for colon cancer to reduce side effects and to protect the body. And right now, Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York is studying the same formula for the treatment of food allergies. So there's a lot of research that kind of shows the efficacy of Chinese herbal formulas.
And how do you create a customized formula?
That's a good question. I think that what a lot of people don't realize is that Chinese herbal medicine is a very individual kind of treatment. It's not like taking a drug or a pill where you receive only one compound, or that you know, someone having like headaches may receive the same analgesic as someone treating pain for another condition. Chinese herbal medicine and a Chinese herbalist will combine a number of different herbs, often 5 to 15 herbs together, that really have a synergistic effect. We really like to not only treat the branch of a problem, so like in someone who's suffering from headaches, you know, using something that's analgesic to stop the pain, we really like to also treat the root of the disorder. We want to treat what's underlying that. For example, in patients with hypertension, we use herbs that really bring down blood pressure. We do it very carefully if someone is also using medication at the time. But because hypertension is so often what they call idiopathic, they don't really understand why it's happening. Within the context of an herbal formula, we're able to identify the mechanism underneath the hypertension and really use herbs in conjunction to address the root of the disorder so that someone doesn't have to take a medication or even a formula for the rest of their life. We're really able to treat very complex presentations and complex issues very effectively by combining herbs. Combining herbs also really allows us to control the side effects of potential side effects of herbal medicine by really using a number of herbs but decreasing the dosage. So it's really important not to do just one herb or two herbs, but to really create a very customized formula that can look at a very specific issue that's happening within every individual patient.
Today we are with Dr. Ann Jeffries, once again the founder and director of the Jeffries Acupuncture Center based in New York City, and believes that acupuncture and Chinese medicine should be accessible by all people. And she's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Acupuncture and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Dr. Jeffries, can you share a few patient success stories briefly?
Absolutely. So a number of patients come to mind, but a few people that really kind of show the effectiveness of Chinese herbal medicine. I had a patient recently, a young man in his late 20s, who had suffered from insomnia for his whole life. He said that he had always had issues as far back as he could remember about waking a number of times a night. He would wake 15 to 20 times a night. That really disturbed his sleep, his energy, his quality of life. In conjunction with acupuncture, we created a customized Chinese herbal formula that he's been taking for the last few months. And not right away, but over time, you know, over a couple of weeks, his insomnia dramatically improved. At this point, he's waking maybe once or twice a night, not fully awake, but he's really getting a tremendously better quality of sleep. And I think that insomnia is something that really Chinese herbal medicine treats very well very effectively for a number of people. I also have a patient recently who had come in with really intense menstrual pain and PMS. She had a lot of depression before her period that affected her quality of life with her family at home, and quite a bit of menstrual pain. We crafted a formula that she used for a couple of cycles, and she is now without any dysmenorrhea. Like, her periods are not painful. She's not experiencing PMS, and she's actually not even on herbs anymore. So there's something that can be used sometimes for a longer period of time, sometimes for a shorter period of time, to treat a variety of conditions. In fact, even now, Chinese herbal medicine is becoming more widespread. The Cleveland Clinic has been in the news recently that they actually offer customized Chinese herbal consultations in their clinic. So I think that a number of people are going to be able to really benefit from Chinese herbal medicine.
Lastly, what do consumers need to know? For example, are there national resources you can recommend? What should they look for in terms of certification from a practitioner's perspective?
Oh, sure. I think in large part, you know, because Chinese herbal medicine uses a number of different herbs, you know, people are concerned about the quality of the herbs that they take. And a lot of that can really be controlled by choosing the right practitioner who sources their herbs, uses suppliers that really have very safe, very clean, quality herbs. And there are a number of ways to look for a qualified practitioner. One thing is that all acupuncturists are not fully trained in Chinese herbal medicine. So you really have to look for the training of the practitioner, look at the background of the practitioner. At the same time, there are Chinese herbalists who trained in China who are not acupuncturists in the U.S. But the best qualification is to see that someone has really gone through the national board certification process. So the NCCAOM, National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, has a national board exam for acupuncturists with extensive training in Chinese herbal medicine, and they should really look for a board-certified practitioner. And that ensures the quality and safety of consumers as they're really looking into the benefits of Chinese herbal medicine. One thing that I do is I actually help to create that national board exam. So it really speaks to the quality of a practitioner that someone is able to access. So look for NCCAOM certified practitioners.
Very good. And how about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information and also where they can be in contact with you online?
Oh, certainly. They can contact me online at jeffreysacupuncture.com. Again, it's an odd spelling, J-E-F-F-R-E-S. jeffreysacupuncture.com. Be happy to share any information with your listeners.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic of Chinese herbs?
So one thought is that Chinese herbs are sometimes something that someone can take in a formula. We use pill forms or teas, but Chinese herbs are actually something that someone can add into their diet to really benefit from. An herb that I commonly recommend for patients, including patients going through fertility, is the herb goji berries, or we call them gochitsa or lycium berries. Goji berries are kind of a hot superfood right now. They contain a huge amount of vitamin C, and they've been used for a long time in Chinese medicine as an anti-aging herb and to also benefit the eyes. So if you're suffering from blurry vision, from floaters in your visual field, you could, or even fatigue, you could really benefit by adding goji berries to your diet. I often kid with patients that if they find goji berries that are chocolate covered, that doesn't count. But goji berries are an interesting fruit. You can often access them in Chinatown, in your city, or through Whole Foods, through different natural food stores. But if you add a little bit in, like a half a handful a day, you can really see a difference in energy, in kind of vitality, in vision over time. You can even make a Chinese herbal trail mix by adding in goji berries, walnuts, and some other fruits that we use. It can really be a nice snack, a nice supplement to your daily diet.
Dr. Jeffrey, certainly appreciate the information and once again for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Ann Jeffries, the founder and director of the Jeffries Acupuncture Center based in New York City. And once again, the website of reference is jeffriesacupuncture.com. acupuncturegenerals.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Acupuncture and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.